Hello, everyone. This is me, Liam, for the Lehman Cohn Podcast. I'm here at the glorious Lake Delavan, Wisconsin, staying at the fabulous Lake Lawn Resort. I'm here with my best pal, Nolan. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. So today's episode, I'm not really sure how long it's going to be, but I figure it'd be cool. So let's get into that. So anyway, like I said, at Lake Lawn Resort, Delavan, Wisconsin, this place actually has a pretty cool history. It started out as Lake Lawn Lodge in the 1800s, sometime in the 1880s. The exact date isn't coming to mind. Some cool stuff happened. For example, back then, this area was known as the circus capital of the world. Tons of circuses, and one time there was a dead elephant, and they brought him out to the middle of the lake when it was frozen, and then the lake unfroze in the summer, and the elephant floated at the bottom, and they still find bones today. So that's pretty cool. True story. I'm not even joking. You can look that up. There's some ancient Native American burial grounds around here, some mounds. You can go and check those out. They've not been desecrated, so no curses. My family's been coming here for a couple of decades, since about the 50s. We come here every summer for a bit of a family reunion. So, always between, like, you know, 60 to 100 people. It fluctuates depending on who's alive. But that's obviously during the summer. Right now it is March. So I'm just here, like I said, with my best pal Nolan on spring break. So yeah, that's a little bit of the history of the place. So I'm gonna go into Nolan. So I'm gonna ask, Nolan, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So let me ask you, Nolan. What do you think of the place? I know this is your second time here.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place. You know, there's stuff to do, all that. The hallways are pretty cool. I see them a lot.
Yeah, we tend to walk around. That's pretty cool. So I figure I could ask you, what is your favorite color?
It's kind of a personal question. I'm not sure I'm ready for that. Can we get back to it?
Yeah, I can move on. Sorry about that. What is your sperm count?
I think every drop I'd say would be like 12. I'm a very infertile person.
Really? That sounds kind of like a lot. 12?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might call you fertile.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. If you say so.
I gotta ask, what kind of shoes are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing black Nikes, and that's it.
That's, you're right, you're completely naked.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, let me ask you this, are you sneakerhead?
No, not at all. I genuinely don't like shoes. Expensive shoes, I don't get the point.
So let me ask you this, how did you know the brand of your shoes?
I looked at the side.
But that's something that sneakerheads know.
Man, you're really smart. How'd you know that, dude?
I do my research before the show.
I like Nardwar?
Yeah, I am like Nardwar. I do know everything.
That's pretty cool.
And I get gifts for all of my interviewees. So right now I've got something for you here. Here you go. This is the limited edition Nolan album. And I know you've always been wanting one of those.
Wow, how'd you know I wanted this, dude? How'd you get this?
Well, I know that your name is Nolan, so I figured you probably wanted to do it. So I was doing my research, and I saw that you post every day on Twitter about how much you want the Nolan album. So I did some scrounging around, and I was able to find it.
Oh, wow, I'm very grateful. Thank you, Lehman Cohn.
You're welcome.
Yeah, man, this is really important to me. How'd you find this?
Like I said, I scrounged.
Where did you scrounge around for this?
North Dakota.
Holy shit, dude. You went far. Thank you, man. I'm very appreciative of this.
Yeah, I try my best.
Do you try your best?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So now let me ask you this. I have heard of your connections with both the Yakuza and the Triad.
Okay.
What do you have to say about that?
My favorite color is green.
Oh, we're getting back to that question?
Yeah, I was finally ready. After I got the Nolan album, I was like, yeah, this guy should know.
Yeah.
All right, so the Yakuza and the Triad thing, I will completely agree. I'm in both of those.
You are?
Yes.
So you're working both for the Japanese and the Chinese. Let me ask you this. If you can say, what do you do?
I smoke Newports.
That's your job within the...
Yeah. I go to the Bronx. I go to a corner store. I buy a carton of Newports. I sit there every day and I just yell at everyone that passes me about something. And it's a pretty good job. It doesn't pay well. It doesn't pay anything, actually.
You actually lose money because you're buying the Newports.
Yes. So in the nighttime, when, you know, all the rich people are, you know... Like, I go to the rich parts of New York, and I just rob them.
So in the days you're in the Bronx, and at the nights you're in Manhattan?
Yes.
That sounds... Well, I'm sure you make a little bit of money if you're robbing rich people.
Well, I spend it all on Newports, so I keep my job, but,
you know. Oh, yeah. Because you need the Newports to stay employed.
I do, yeah. Or else the corner store guy is going to beat the shit out of me, and I'm going to die.
So let me ask you this. Are you actually involved in these Asian organized crime families, or do you just see them and you smoke and then you see them?
I guess I would classify being in them as seeing them and then hucking cigarette butts at them, and then them kidnapping me and stealing all my belongings.
And how often does this happen?
Well, last time it happened, I don't remember it because I was
grabbing some.
They're here.
Oh shoot!
We gotta wrap this in.
Okay, we're gonna have to end this here. It seems that the Yakuza has indeed tracked us down. So if you do not hear of us, you might want to look around the Bronx, perhaps. Yeah. Just ask the guy about the guy who buys a card in Newports every day. Anyway, to sign off, Nolan, do you have any closing words?
If you buy Marble Reds, you a stray hoe.
All right, the some words of wisdom. Mr. Phronic's words of wisdom.
Yeah, I forgot about that little bugger.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. I'm Liam Cohn for the Liam Cohn Podcast, signing off.